Okay, let's move up to Simon Tov Mem Aleph, page Yud Beis in our editions. We discussed extensively the halachas of a deposit of chometz, and a bit more on that now, a little bit connected to that as follows. Tini Mishil Val Chometz, so that's the following shayla. Any Yudi, if you've got a goy, Sheil Val Yisrael, a goy lends money to a yid. Okay. Ever happened before? A goy lending money to a yid? Yeah. So what does he want though if he lends the money? Obviously he wants a mashkin. What's the translation of a mashkin?
Collateral.
He wants some collateral. Now the yid, being a very clever yid, he doesn't want to just he's not going to give his collateral, he's not going to give, he thought of a better idea. So why can't I just give him my chometz? Might as well. He's given me £500. I'll give him in the meantime, it's just before Pesach, I might as well give him my chometz. Good idea or bad idea?
It's
Hanor,
isn't it?
And why is he Hanor?
Because you're using that as
I could do without the collateral. I'm happy to take his £500 without the collateral. Without giving him a collateral, I'm quite happy with that.
He might just drop it back on you
anytime. Oh, he might drop it back. So now the question is, how does it actually work? If whose is the collateral? Whose is it? It's the yid,
yeah.
Is it? Does everybody agree with that? Says Shulchan Aruch, "Ein yudi shel v'Yisrael lechem tzoy." If the goy lent money to the yid, and mishkanoi biyodoi, and the yid gave a collateral to the goy, and it's biyodoi, and it's in the hands of the goy, v'omalei, and he said to him, "Achshav yesh lechoris, is yours from now." And if I don't pay back, it's going to be yours now. If he gives man velo poren, it didn't give the money. Muta, it's muta. Afilu lo gives man shekava acha. Let me just finish the zeif and let's go back to it. Afilu lo gives man shekava acha. Pesach, even the fixed time should be after Pesach. Tach she gives man velo poren niknele le mafra, which respectively it was his. However, the chemtzah shel yunidi is considered the goy's chometz. Okay, so let's pick it through like this. You've got a goy that lends money to a yid. So the yid gave to the goy his kalat, his mashkin, which is chometz. It's not so poshut. Whose is actually this mashkin? Whose is it? You said you assumed that the mashkin is the yid. And if it's the yid, it's going to be considered chometz. And it's therefore going to be also after Pesach. Chometz shavu'ah Pesach. Shulchan Aruch says no. He can do something. And by doing this something, it will be considered the goy's chometz, not the yid's chometz. In fact, it's not something. He needs to do three things. If the yid does three things, he's taken the £500 of the goy as a... The yid has taken the £500 as a loan. And he's given the goy the collateral of the chometz. If he does the following three things, then the chometz will be considered the goy's chometz and not the yid's chometz. What does he need to do? Well, first and foremost, it's actually condition number three, but it's the most straightforward. What about the actual halva? Do you think that, firstly, the most important is obviously that if he doesn't pay back. If he doesn't pay back the £500, which he borrowed off the goy, then retrospectively, after Pesach, then whose is the collateral? Whose is it? Oh, good. That's going to be condition number one. We'll get the other condition. We'll speak about that in a minute. Very good. So condition number one, though, is going to be three conditions. One condition is that effectively the goy, the yid doesn't pay back the loan. So again, I'm the yid and I'm taking £500 loan from the goy. I'm giving him my chometz as the collateral. Condition number one is that I'm never going to pay back the £500. So thereby, the collateral is going to be whose?
The goy's.
Condition one is I'm not paying back. If I'm not paying back, there's what to talk about. Collateral is the goy's and not the yid's. But that itself is not sufficient. Why is not sufficient? When will it be considered the goy's collateral? When is the goy's mashke? When does it become the goy's?
When you haven't paid back.
When time comes. Very good. So if the only way to get around it is by, I say, listen, when I'm taking the £500 of the goy, I say, thank you so much for lending me. Here's the mashkin, this is yours. But if I'm not going to pay back the £500, you should know, the mashkin is yours now. Retrospectively. Retrospectively. I need to pay you back after Pesach. Yeah, but yes. Really, the goy, I'm before Pesach, I'm taking £500 for Yom Tov expense. I mean, Mr. Goy, I'm going to pay you back really long after Pesach. And here is my chometz, which is the collateral, which is the mashkin. I'm telling him, listen, if I'm not going to be able to pay back the £500, here's the mashkin, here's the collateral, it's going to be yours from today. It's going to be from today. Me'achshav, from today. Yeah. We're going to say 31st of December. But if I don't pay back on the 31st of December, the chometz, which is the collateral, is actually going to be yours, not on the 31st of December. Retrospectively, it's going to be yours now. So condition number one, goy doesn't see his money back. He doesn't pay back the loan. Point number two, it's me'achshav. And point number three is that the goat needs to do something about the actual mashkan. What does he need to do with it? He needs to make a kenyan.
How could a goat make a kenyan with
it? Meshicha. He can make a kenyan meshicha. He can make some sort of kenyan. He needs to acquire it somehow. So if those three conditions apply, then the chometz is considered the goy's chometz and not the yid's chometz. So again, what are the three conditions? Condition number one is that he says me'achshav. He said this chometz is yours. From now, not from the 3rd of December. And the most important and essential one is that he actually doesn't pay back the loan, so the mashkin actually belongs to the goy. And thirdly, also that he makes a kinyan. If those three conditions apply, then the mashkin is, then the mashkin is actually the goy's, and it's not chometz of Olah Pesach, and it's going to be mutar be'ano. Right. Now, what about the other way around? Let's flip it onto this yid side now. Yisol shel v'len yud yalchem, so which is safe base. So that's the yid who lends money to the goy. What we're going to guess about that? So the yid lends money to the goy, and the goy says, okay, I'm going to have to give you a mashkin, I'm going to give you a collateral. And let's say the goy gives the collateral to the yid, which is going to be his bottles of whiskey. So now the goy has whiskey, chometz, which he is giving as a collateral to the yid. For the yid lent the goy £500. So now, before Pesach, the yid collected these bottles of whiskey which belongs to the goy, which is a mashkin. Is this good news or bad news? Does it work or not? Is it a problem or not? Problem? Oh, yeah. Okay, so the answer is, as you say, again, exactly three things again. As long as the goy doesn't do the three things, then it's actually going to become, the three things are not fulfilled, then it's actually going to be the goy's whiskies and not the yeeds. So what are the three things again? Retroactively. First of all, it doesn't pay back the loan. The goy doesn't pay back the loan, so it
doesn't. So it becomes the yeeds, then, the whiskey.
Yes, so if it, as long as he pays back the loan, it's not a problem. You're right.
So he has to pay back
the loan. Yeah, that's right. Also, if it doesn't say me'achshav, it will also be okay. It will not be. And finally, he has to make a kinyan to be over. So if he doesn't make a kinyan, as you're saying, then there wouldn't be a problem. So that's Siv Beis. It's mamash the flip side of Siv Aleph. Yisol shel v'len yud yalchem. So if the yid lent money to the goy, and he left the chometz as a collateral for the yid, im mishkino biyodoy, if it is in the hands of the yid, ve'omale me'achshav, and he said me'achshav, ve'gi ha'zman, afilu ha'cha Pesach v'lo poro, and he hasn't paid back, afilu ha'in chayus ha'olav. Also, even if he didn't formally take a chayus on it, nevertheless, if he's done me'achshav, he's made the kinyan, the one was paid back, it's going to be also be'ano, mishum de'kanile ma'freya, because he acquired it respectively. But as you pointed out, if one of those three conditions are not applied, then it's not going to be the yid's chometz. Havelim lo yom ala me'achshav, if he didn't say me'achshav, retrospectively, v'nach yusel of mutter, it will be mutter. Okay, Rabbi said, this is in terms of Simen Tov Mem Aleph. Simen Tov Mem Beis is a new topic altogether. Tov Mem Beis discusses the halachas of Taroves chometz. A new topic. Rabbi said, in terms of Bal Yiroi Bal Yemotzei, in the Isra Dereis of Bal Yiroi Bal Yemotzei, if somebody has got a soup which was cooked in chametz de kelim, more than that, the soup was cooked with barley, a barley soup. The barley was removed before Pesach, but the soup was cooked with barley. The barley was removed. Are you over on barley roe, barley motze, yes or no? No, why not? There's no etzem chometz. What about eating it? Not allowed to eat it. The rest of the rabbanon. The rest is very good. So what Rabbi Frankel points out is what we're going to be learning now. We have to remember a very important distinction between the issa of bali roe bali motze, which is the issa of possessing chometz. Then there's another issa of eating chometz. We're going to see now, everything we discussed until now was very much with regards to the issa of bali roe bali motze. Here now, it's going to be an area which we're touching on both. We're going to see there is concept of Tairovis Chometz, something which is a Tairovis Chometz, which is a mixture of Chometz. And at times, there's going to be an Issa deraisa of eating this Chometz. But yet, there is no Bali Roye Bali Motze. It's an interesting one. Sif Aleph. Tairovis Chometz, a mixture of Chometz. Oivrim Olav, you are over Mishum Bali Roye Bali Motze. If you have got some mixture of Chometz, you may be over on Bali Roye Bali Motze, could go in such as the following examples. What are the examples? So it's going to be examples that there is chometz in it, and a person is over on bali roe bali motze. The first examples. There is so much chometz in it that not only you're over on by eating it, but there is chometz, sufficient chometz in those mixture of chometz that they actually are going to be over on bali roe bali motze. What are those examples? The examples are as follows. Kugoyim, such as hamurias. Hamurias is a kind of fish oil, which is made with lots of flour. Fancy that? Fish oil with flour. There's a lot of flour in it. There's so much flour in it that you'll be over on bali roe bali motze in it. Sounds tasty?
More like a cake.
Kind of, yeah, perhaps. Perhaps in the world of cake, perhaps, yeah. It is, it has. There's a mixture, you're right. It has. Yeah, but there must be some water. You're right, there must be some liquid there too. You're right. Yeah. The second example is kuta chabavli. Now, kuta chabavli is a food which is, it's kutach, so there's like, it's like a bread, like a kind of, and there's lots of milk there. Maybe it's a kind of quiche or something. Kutach habavli, a Babylonian kutach. I know the porridge, kind of, yeah. Yeah, it must be, that's already more.
Savory, right?
Probably. Yeah, it's kutach habavli. And the next one is a bit more familiar with that, which is Sheikha Amodi, which is a beer made out of barley. And those examples, v'chol chiyotze ba'elum, midvorim anecholim, these are all food items. They can be eaten. They can all be eaten. They have got so much chometz that you're actually over on not only on eating it, but here you also be over on bali roe bali motze. You're over on bali roe. That's what Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph points out. Amechabel ere kanim le'in lad bali roe bali motze. Yeah. Now I want to just point out the following point. If a person would eat this in toich k'dei achilas pras, if there wouldn't be enough kezayis, there wouldn't be enough. If, you know, there's generally the rule that if you eat a kezayis toich k'dei achilas pras, which is how long is it toich k'dei achilas pras? Yeah, if the person eats toich k'dei achilas pras, a kezayis toich k'dei achilas pras, then he's over on additional isurim, depending on what the issa is. Here, there is probably not enough chometz in it that would be kezayis toich k'dei achilas pras. However long it takes you to eat this kutach habavli or this muryas, or whatever this sheikh hamod is, in the time span of toich k'dei achilas pras, you're not going to have a kezayis of chometz. You may have a kezayis of that food item, but there's not that much chometz in it that is a full kezayis. Nevertheless, in terms of, that's an important point, in terms of bali roe bali motze, you're still going to be over on it. Okay. What about the following cases? And this is going to be very important when it comes to the medicines. Is a person, medicines, what's the halach of medicines on Pesach? In terms of bali roe bali motze?
Problem.
It's a problem. elaborate. When is there a problem? If there, any chametz is going to be put away because it may contain chametz, medicines. Okay. Okay, let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Top of page 26.
If you have medicine, you have to take it.
So I suppose, so there's good questions. If there's, so here again, we'd have to distinguish. If it's somebody that is in danger, chole, sheyesh bo sakana, then everything is permitted. And it'll be going to be over on, can be over on that. If it is a chole she'en bo sakana, then it is much more complex. If it is a chole, is a registered ill person, but is not in danger, what would be an example for that? Diabetic at times can be dangerous, I think. But if what's an illness which is not diabetic? Okay, diabetic on the level that is not dangerous. He needs to take medicines. It's a shine of what to do about this. Okay, we'll discuss that in greater detail, but it's not so poshut. We'll get there. So, avalim ye aval says the Shulchan Aruch. Aval davar sheyesh bo teiro ves chometz ve'yeinu roi la'achila. What's the halacha with something which has got a mixture of chometz? But it's not edible. Do you know what a good example for that is? There are glue, which is made out of starch, and which is made out of chametz proper. I'm not talking about kidneys and chametz. Some glues, right? Envelopes, yeah. Very perfect example. Rabbi said, listen to that. Envelopes, which the sticky area contains chametz. Beautiful example. Or similarly, some glues which contains wheat processed kind of chemicals. Not kidneys, proper chametz. How I know if there's a shaila of possessing those items on Pesach, yes or no? In terms of bal yiroeh bal yemotzeh. It's not a problem. Why not? So you are referring to the issa of eating chametz. I am referring, and you're right, I'm referring to the issa of possessing chametz. You have got an issa of bali or bali matzah, you may not possess chametz. So why, what would be the halacha with regards to the envelopes or the glues?
If you're licking an envelope, you're tasting it. When you're licking
envelope, okay, so let's say you're not going to lick it. You just keep it in your cupboard. Yes. Is this a problem, yes or no? Why? You can't be? Oh! So you, Taina, that it comes to a point that chomet, in terms of bali or bali motzeh, if it is made into a mixture, which is such a, I wouldn't say toxic is not the word, inedible, it loses all its shame chomet, to an extent that it will not be over on Bali Roeh Bali Motzeh. And interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch's case we're going to see now is very similar to that. Very similar. Havol dovo sheyesh b'teirov es chometz. If you've got a substance which contains chometz, ve'yeinu roi la'achir, but it's not edible anymore, mutter lekaimu be'pesach, you may keep it on Pesach, kagoin, such as harevas ha'abdonim. This is something which is, the Arabas Adonim is something which is used for the processing of leather. So for the processing of leather, they used to mix some sort of mixture, and it contained wheat. I don't ask them exactly how. I don't know how the tanning process. I don't know how it works. It would be interesting to find out. So many Gemaras talk about the tanning process. It would be very interesting to know exactly how it works. I don't know exactly how it works.
It's a thickening agent.
Thickening agent, starch. Oh, so it must be that kind of thing in the family of glues and so kind of a strong chemical that contains chometz. You have put in there some skins, hides, and also flour. Even if you placed it in it before Pesach, this is perfectly permitted. You've got this starch. You've got this glue, this item which contains chometz, but since it's, what's the word, Binyamin? It's, this chemical is so inedible and so, it changed so much we're going to see the word of tsuras chometz, pardon?
It changed its status.
Yes, that's the word. He changes it to such an extent, therefore it loses its name of chometz, and therefore there is no issa bali or bali motzeh. So even though, perhaps your envelopes, you've got to be careful about not licking it. 100%. And you've got to be careful, what was your example about the glues? You've got to be careful, avoid swallowing it, which is perhaps anyway a good idea. But in terms of bali oye bali motze, there is no issa. Yes, and that will be, we're going to be leading into that in that discussion in Siv Gimel. Hariz emutele kaimo vim nosana oiroiz minosana kemach kodim shloish shomim leshansa biomutele kaimoi. If you put the hides into the kemach, into the, if you put the, if you first add the flour mixture and then you put that, you put only after that, you put the leather inside it, you've got to wait 3 days until the flour is not disintegrated. The flour is congealed, and perhaps it takes about 3 days for it to become non-chometz anymore in this particular process. If you spent 3 days, because it's already lost, it's lost already, it's gone moldy a little bit, rotten. But if you've only put the leather into the flour within 3 days from Pesach, Chav Levayev, got to get rid of it. And the other examples are probably a bit more familiar to that, to those, with those. V'chena kiloi, which is a medicine for the eyes. V'aretia v'espelanes, which is plasters, which also contain some chametz in it. V'tariyake, shenosan eshech chametz, all medical ointments, which contain chometz, mutar lekama Pesach, you're allowed to keep them on Pesach. Sharenifsat, tzuras, chometz, look, watch out those words. Sharenifsat, tzuras, chometz, because the name and the shape and the tzura of chometz has gone lost now. It's not anymore Hashem chometz. We will discuss this Pesach Hashem in greater detail, but please note the ever so important Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Ches, which distinguishes and emphasizes our earlier point. Mutar lekayem on bePesach, the Mishneh Berurah says the inyan achilah is bar lekayem on bSeif Talet. Everything we discuss now is with regard to the issa of bali roye bali motze, but something which is something which has got a shayla achilah is, that's a different discussion. That's whether you're allowed to eat it. But so we've always asked the question: are we talking about bali roye or are we talking about issa achilah? And we have to distinguish accordingly. All right, Abba Yosef, wish you a very good evening.